electric truck. Because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home. And I love cheesecake. So I went to the Cheesecake Company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck. And I said yes. And they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes. And I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake. And I also took one for later. And I took one for my friend Farm Boy. And I took one to bring home. And by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes. So I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take 5 cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
Feeling coming over me now. Yeah. Called The Wind, which I know absolutely nothing about. Except that they were filed next to The Windbreakers, which I was planning on playing tonight, and I pulled this out, and I was like, okay, let's look at this. The band is The Wind. They were from 1984, and it was produced by Mitch Easter. I gotta try it. Delaware 89763 is the track you heard from the mystery band of the week, The Wind. Before The Wind, some Soft Boys in there. With a Rock and Roll Toilet. Felt I had to get a toilet song in there due to that whole Moaning Myrtle thing that happened earlier in the show. That was my toilet song. Courtesy of Kimberly Rue and Robin Hitchcock and Company. Shoney Knife gave us their version of Top of the World. King Missile in that set of music. With Cheesecake Truck, because I was at the Cheesecake Factory today, which is interesting because I don't like cheesecake. But you don't have to eat the cheesecake when you're there. You can have other things. Elf Power starts the entire set. From A Dream in Sound, which came out back in 1999 with Jane. It's getting us really close to the mock. Let me take care of a few things and figure out a few things and then get us to the mock. Let's do some of those things, if I keep saying the word things. For example, don't forget that WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza. Speck Brothers, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They offer pizza, but they also have wings and hoagies and salads, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They use no refined sugar in their sauce and unbleached flour in the dough. Taste is in the difference, or maybe the difference is in the taste. However you want to word it, I just ad-libbed that anyway. Speck Brothers, they offer takeout and delivery. For more information, SpackBrothers.com. That is S-P-A-K Brothers.com. And don't forget that Goodwill has this great program. Whenever you donate stuff to them, you're going to help create jobs. Now, here's how it works. You donate, they sell your stuff, and then they use that money to help fund job placement and training for people right here in the community. So by donating to Goodwill, you're going to help create jobs. To find your nearest donation center, check out goodwill.org, because Goodwill, donate stuff, create jobs. And don't forget, Thursdays at 6, it's a little program we have here called Record Roulette. What's great is the kids who didn't grow up with the vinyl, they're all amazed by this vinyl library that we have, so they run in there and they randomly grab stuff and just play it. And it's kind of fun. I mean, I just did that with the wind, so I did my own version of Record Roulette. That's how that works. All right, we are getting to the point in this radio program when I should be doing the mock. Before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, family-owned and operating. Guess what? They sell new and used records and CDs. Again, 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, 412-821-8484. Online, atticrecordstoreinc.com. Let's get some Bobby B in the background as we are going into a Bobby V mock.
And though it really hurts me so,
you're thinking mocks are, well, what's up with Bobby V? Well, guess what? He actually passed away on this day 9 years ago at the age of 73. So I've cultivated a half dozen songs that he first released. So these are not necessarily the songs that others might have had hits with, and he didn't write these songs.
Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby.
So let's start things off. Let's see where we're going with this. Yeah, you'd think I'd be organized. Oh, yeah, I know where we're starting. A song that was actually written by Burt Bacharach. It's a song called Anonymous Phone Call. Here's Jim O'Rourke doing his version of that. It's a Bobby V mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
I can't say I can't go on this way. A fool could see you really love another guy. But when I hear you say that it's me you love, my foolish heart believes it's not a lie. 'Cause when you're in my arms, my heart forgets all the times you've been untrue, and I can't say goodbye to you. I memorize the words I'm gonna say. Don't want you anymore. But though my lines have been
right or wrong, I'm going in head on. I'm gonna take a chance on this romance. If I'm right or wrong, I'll face the day if I'm right or wrong. People say I'm foolish, how are they to know? What they say is right ain't necessarily so. My mind is made up and I'm gonna follow through.
Roki Erickson wrapping up. Bobby Vemock with his version of Take Good Care of My Baby. Written by Goffin King. Yeah, Carole King. Terry Goffin wrote that.
Who would ever try to put me down?
First released in 1961 by Bobby V and the Johnny Man Singers. Before the Roki Erickson, how about Hanoi Rocks? Believe it or not, yes, Hanoi Rocks from 1981. With the song you hear in the background, Walking With My Angel. If you were unfamiliar, did you know that Michael Monroe of Hanoi Rocks was literally just in town? I think he was at Jurgles earlier this week. And from what I've been told, his voice has held up very, very well. Before the Hanoi Rocks, Crickets in there. A song written by Jackie DeShannon called Right or Wrong. Bobby V put it out in April of 1963, and the Crickets released it a few months later in September, their version. Also played Everly Brothers, doing their version of I Can't Say Goodbye. And Little Eva from her Locomotion album, giving us her version of Sharing You, and start the entire set with Jim O'Rourke with Anonymous Phone Call. Again, a song written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. Bobby V did it in 1962. Jim O'Rourke did it in 2010. That, my friends, was a Bobby V mock. If you have a suggestion for a song or a mock, you can always email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let me know what you're thinking. We shift back to my Tom Verlaine and figure out what's going on. As we have, let me check the clock. I got 41 and a half minutes left of this radio program. Plenty of time to get a request in. Got to remind you that there are guidelines available from the American Academy of Neurology on Parkinson's disease that stress early diagnosis and treatment to help maintain a quality of life for patients. They also help neurologists actually optimize proven and effective therapies, track how quickly the disease may progress, and tailor treatment accordingly. For more information, go to aan.com. It was 31 years ago on this very day, the debut album from a Pavement side project came out. I'm talking about the Starlight Walker album from Silver Jews.
If you got a message, leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you. Sleep on your back, and ash in your shoes, and always use the old sense of the words. Your third drink will lead you astray, wandering down the back streets of the world. On the last day of your life,
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping.
Dan's parents left town for a week, so we waited there with a stash walked down to the riverside. Sleepwalking, cause I'm sleepwalking.
Eve draws nearer, you find yourself unable to rest. You cannot shake the feeling that you are being observed, as if something or someone is watching you from beyond the veil. Someone with a dark and evil intent.
from the brand new album, Chilling, Thrilling Hooks and Haunted Harmonies. Big Stir Records put out a Halloween compilation. And that's a Lady Dark Evil, featuring Chris Church with I Watch You Sleep. From that release before the Lady Dark Evil, how about some Lana Del Rey by request? Caller called in and said inspired by just what I was playing, they thought maybe her version of Blue Velvet would fit, and it did. Before that, Modest Mouse with Sleepwalking from Building Something Out of Nothing. Played some Neutral Milk Hotel in there. Title track from the In the Airplane Over the Sea. Jeff Magnum celebrating his 55th birthday today. Happy birthday, Jeff. Start the entire set with some Silver Jews from their debut album, Starlight Walker, came out in 1994 with Advice to the Graduate. We have about 24 minutes left of this Viva Lamach radio program. Thank you so much for sticking around and staying tuned and staying tuned and sticking around. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host. I just realized next week is a Halloween show because it's on Halloween. So I won't be able to play the next song because I'm playing all Halloween songs. But I feel obligated that I need to play this song at least one time in the month of October. Because some would recognize it as the title track to U2's second album, October. However, there was a soundtrack in the 1980s that came out called They Call It an Accident, that the little baby Mockster had the cassette of it. And I was always amazed because they had this version of the song October. And you'll know what I mean. It's not standard U2. But it is U2. From They Call It an Accident. U2, October. Thank you.
that place to vent your ire. Someday I'm gonna douse that bonfire. We make a crucial team for a dying world, and style is a word I never even heard in your vocabulary. A victim of a murder mystery.
Murder!
My brain is like a sieve. Sometimes it's easy to forget all the bad things you did to me. You did to me.
In store, love is the drug, and I need.